Hi, everybody. This week, it's how to think like a winner. In life, you don't get what you want necessarily. You get what you are. And the best way to improve yourself is to change what goes into your mind. So now think about this. What you think determines what you do, right? You'd agree with that. And what you do determines what you accomplish. No, you know this old saying, it's been said, in fact, that the whole world loves a winner. There's a reason why. So hello and welcome in. Once again, this is Affirmations for Living, and I am your host, Reverend Edvige. It is my goal, it's my desire to bring you from week to week tools to empower and to help you take control of your life, to understand that everything you are experiencing is because you are bringing it in to yourself, whether conscious or not, wanted or not. And right there, I'm going to have to stop because I have a friend, Caroline, who would remind me not all things are caused in this life, but we have karmic experiences. And so a lot of times, some of the things that you're experiencing that you don't necessarily want are left over from karma from past lives. It could be an illness, it could be something like that. And so it's karmic that is being fulfilled. And that's why you'll have that experience. So really, you're bringing it all to yourself, whether it's from this timeline or another existence, it is still due to how you've been living your life and what you've been thinking. The nature of God is perfection, and it is within all of us all of the time. It is up to us to tap into that. It is the truth within us, having taken on a physical reality and then manifesting in our lives. So the sooner we connect to that truth of who we truly are, the sooner then we can begin to bend, fold, and mold and have the life that we're wanting to experience. That's what a winner does. All people know this intuitively, and this is the reason that people admire and respect a winner. So I invite you, I encourage you to call in today and to share your thoughts. If you don't know the number, and it's up on the website, it is 323-203-0815. So please call in. I would love to hear your opinions and any questions you may have on the subject, because I find it fascinating. Even the most positive, and I'll say spiritually aware people, still have certain times as they go through life where negative or difficult periods can occur. So, you know, it's not roses and daffodils 100% of the time. Winners just really understand how to handle situations. And again, it has a lot to do with what we spoke on last week about being positive. When you have a positive attitude, you're really going to find ways to move through things a lot easier. And so even when something negative happens, it doesn't necessarily take so long for you to overcome. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. A winner knows exactly where to move and how to bend through things. Nothing in human life can ever remain quite the same, with the exception, of course, of the unchanging God within ourselves. If negative things occur, it is more important how we handle them than whether we try to eliminate them totally from our life. So you see, you can't really, you know, be overprotective of your child thinking, well, you don't want this to happen and you don't want that to happen. Of course we don't, but life happens. And so it's really about not avoiding something, but moving through it as quickly as we can. If there's a lesson to be learned in it, to learn that lesson, right, so that we don't have to repeat that anymore. And that's what goes on a lot of times as well. We wonder, why do we keep getting that type of guy in our life, or why do we keep getting that type of girl in our life, or getting jobs that we don't like? Well, there's a lesson in that. And you have to figure out what that is so that you can move past it and release it. And believe it or not, you will even experience that from lifetime to lifetime. In fact, that is karma. So if there has been a relationship that wasn't the healthiest for you, lifetimes ago, and you have not learned the lessons of standing up for yourself, understanding your value and your worth, and being able to say enough is enough, and having the strength to move on, knowing that you are deserving of better, and you let that relationship take you to your grave, literally, then of course, that situation and perhaps even that person will come back into your experience 10, 20, maybe one lifetime from that, because it's something that you said you'd come forth to learn. And so you have to learn that lesson so that you can move on and move past it and then go to the next one. And so that you understand, Earth really is a school. We are here to expand. We're here to learn. We're here to get it and then to remember just how wonderful and divine we are. Well, that sounds like a lot, but it really isn't. And we have so many lifetimes to get it. So that's cool. You have to realize that if you yield to negativity, of course, more negativity will obviously come to you, right? And we've already discussed that in previous episodes. So your thoughts are energy, are vibrations, and they're going to go out and they're going to magnetize to everything that's a match to it, and it's going to come back to you. And we've discussed these obstacles. They are fear, worry, anger, doubt, and I'm sure there's more. And you know what your triggers are. You know what you perhaps are fearful of, or what makes you start to think in a negative way. So you really have to start to look at those things and figure out what you need to do to release them, because it's so very important that we do so in this time where we are on Earth at this particular time. Understand that being in a fear-based place will trigger worry. And then we begin to use our power of imagination to create all sorts of negative images that cause unhappiness, insomnia, and then they make us unable to perform efficiently. And so that's really what that little trigger is. You start to be in a fear-based place, remembering, paying attention to what you're allowing to come in to cause that fear in the first place. So perhaps it's something negative on television or the radio or something you've read or something someone said. Really start to evaluate the people around you because they are a reflection of what you're thinking and what you're putting out. So if you find yourself around a lot of negative people, the odds are you're putting it out. So really start to examine those things because that fear then triggers worry. And then we know through last week's episode, we let our imagination run wild with us. And then we start to imagine all sorts of things not working out for us. So when things are not working out the way we have expected it to, our immediate response is to become fearful and uneasy. And therefore, it seems to be a negative or difficult event or trend happening in your life all the time, and it keeps repeating itself. But it really is a test to your spiritual power. So it really is about you taking the first step is to not allow your thinking to become negative about yourself in life, no matter what. And, I'm speaking through experience, and so I can tell you, I didn't say this was going to be easy. However, it's what you have to do to get past this. And so you really just have to suck it up and move forward and be determined to get through it. See a picture of what you want your end result to be. And then in that space, you can start to imagine and visualize how the happy, positive winner you is living life. So you must keep positive thoughts by realizing that you are going through a transitional period. And this transitional period only appears on the surface to be negative or destructive. But in reality, it's helping you to heal. It's helping you to move past whatever issues you may have in this life or previous life. So, it is an illusion. And as we begin to wake up, we realize that all these things are just an illusion. All of these things really are just our imagination and our perception of a situation. Basically, your reality, not your actuality. The only thing that is being destroyed in letting go is the old in your life to clear way for even greater good in your life. And so perhaps you can really use that to motivate you, understanding as I go through this little bit of negativity, it's clearing way for something better in my life. Because if your glass is completely full, then there's no room to put anything else in it. So we have to make room in that glass. We have to let go of the old. We have to let go of the things that no longer serve us so that we can fill it with all those wonderful things that twinkle and make us feel good. And so think of it that way. So if you start to think in this way and remain positive, this transitional stage will move through a lot quicker, and even a lot more good will result from it. So first, let me say, in the midst of any difficulty or negative thing, start to really examine it so that you can move through it and start to recognize that there are patterns associated with it. And you know what? You have to actually realize and accept responsibility for where you are. I was having a conversation with my husband the other day, really interesting, and as a matter of fact, and he was telling me about a conversation that he had with a friend. And she was having a very difficult time believing that the things that she didn't want to experience were caused by her, which I find very interesting. In fact, she wanted to blame some outside source, and you know, she's still blaming God. So I have a little picture that I want to put together for you to really explain, and for me, the principles of how this really works, and to show you that, yeah, you are a match to what you're living and creating, and you are creating it yourself. So let me ask you this. Those of you who are parents, think about this for a moment. So you have a beautiful baby, and this baby, it's an infant, and you know, it's a little boy. Let's say it's a little boy. And this little boy, you're changing the diaper, and this little boy pees on you, and you're like, oh my goodness. And this wouldn't bother you normally, but you're all dressed up, ready to go out. And so now he's ruined your beautiful new dress, and you have to go change and all of these things. And so you're like, whoa, this takes you off your center. This makes you perhaps a little negative. I don't know. Anyway, you all of a sudden pull out this little tally sheet. Could you imagine? And you write this down. Okay, we're moving on. Then your beautiful little baby is about 2 years old, you know, the terrible twos, and all of a sudden they start saying no, no, and no, and you're like, whoa, you've said no one too many times to me. This is going down on that little tally sheet that I have, and you're beginning to see the picture. And then this five-year-old, you know, does something, and you tally this up. Now this wonderful child that you have that's about 17 years old, and they are graduating high school early with a 4.0 average. They've saved up money because this child is just, you know, amazing. And they've saved up money and they want to buy a car. And now they ask you for help to buy that car. And what do you say? You say, hold on, hold on, hold on. I have something I want to show you. And you go and you pull out this little book that you've been keeping account of all of these things that they've done. And you said, well, you know, when you were an infant, you peed on me. When you were two, you said no too many times. When you were five, you broke my favorite piece of art while you were playing. When you were 10, you threw a ball through the window. When you were 12, you got lost and we had to go out and find you, and blah, 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 and on and on and on. Would you pull that out and say, well, I can't help you now because you know what? You've just not been a good child, and I don't really care that you have a 4.0 and that you're graduating early. You've just so done so many things that that scale is outweighed. Would you honestly do that to your own child? So how on God's green earth do you think that God of love and light would do that to you? And so that's how I can say that God is a God of love and life and would never hold anything against you. It is you who are judging yourself and you who are causing these things to happen to yourself. And so you really have to think about that for a moment. Okay, I think there's a caller, so I'm going to say bring that caller in. Let's see. Okay. Well, caller, call back. So think about that for a moment. God isn't vengeful. God is of love. And Jesus came forth to actually teach us that. If you even look in the Bible, and here's the thing to do. Look in the Bible, the Old Testament, and count all the times in the Old Testament where the word God is. You're going to see that that God is a God of love, of light, of giving, of just amazing love and compassion. And then go count up all the places where you see the word Lord, Lord, and you're going to find that that is the Lord of vengeance and darkness. And you're going to see that they're two totally separate entities that the Old Testament is speaking on. Okay? The one that Jesus came to teach us about is God, the God of love and light, the God that does not hold anything against you, the God that wants you to be happy and joyful and fruitful and to live an abundantly good life. Tap into that energy that is God. And so that's really where you have to go first. You have to go and really realize that you are a being of love and a being of light. So before I go on, and I want you to think about this for a second, then I'm going to take a short break. The question I'm going to ask you is, what is holding you back? And so let's see. Let's take a quick break. Oh, we have a caller, so never mind. Okay, go ahead and bring that caller in.
Against you, the God that wants you to be happy and joyful and
Hello,
fruitful
can you
and
turn
living a
the computer down, please?
life. Yeah.
Oh,
That
yes.
energy that is God.
There we go. Hello, you're on live.
Hello, it's
Yes.
Hi, it's Caroline. How are you?
I'm doing well, Caroline. Hello. Did you hear I talked about you earlier?
Yes, I heard my name and I'm like, oh my goodness. Well, thank you. The reason I'm calling, actually, I love what you're talking about. And people today are often feeling out of control of their lives with all the things that are going on with the economy and jobs and foreclosures and all these things that are happening in their lives. They're feeling out of control. And of course, the media feeds us with a lot of drama. The housewives of, well, desperate housewives, things like that. All the drama in their lives. And so people tend to find themselves reacting like they've seen people reacting on television. And they have all this drama going on in their life. And the problem is it can spiral out of control. And then, then they're in a quandary of what do I do? How do I get myself out of this? What happened? And so it really is a matter of self-discipline. And I really feel that nowadays, with all the, well, the last few years, so many people have become really conscious of their body and they're going to the gym and they're working out and they're watching what they're eating. And so they have been training themselves to be disciplined in those areas. And now they need to start training themselves how to be disciplined in their emotional reactions.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just like that going to the gym. It's a muscle that you have to train and stop letting it just react any old way, but train it so that you respond accordingly and you respond in the way that serves your best and highest good. And it is truly a practice. It absolutely is. It requires daily contemplation, daily meditation, really being aware. And in future episodes, we're going to talk about how to live an aware life because it is about becoming aware of step by step all of your actions so that you are held accountable to yourself so that you're able to better assess what's going on, evaluate it, move through it, and then to really co-create with God a better picture for yourself. So it definitely is a practice.
Absolutely. And that's where I was headed with this. I wanted to let people know that there's actually a still point. No, nothing ever gets completely still. Everything in the universe is moving constantly, pulsating, vibrating, flashing, you know, this just constant movement of the cells in your body, the molecules in the table top that you're leaning your elbow on. Everything has something moving in it. Everything's pulsating and vibrating. And when you become aware of that, then you have to understand that it's like a pendulum swings with your emotions. That's why we have action and reaction and highs and lows. When the pendulum swings to the high side and you're having a wonderful time, the best time you ever had, like a roller coaster ride, but you have to understand that that pendulum is going to swing back mm-hmm. to the other side.
Correct.
To the same height that it was, mm-hmm. which is the downside. So that's if the pendulum is swinging out of control, then you have a life that's like a roller coaster. You have these highs that are fabulous and these lows that you're in the pits and you just want to die. And some people feed on drama like that, but for most of the world, it's very exhausting to do
that. Absolutely. And it's so important that we know moderation, that we understand that the key to really living a nice, easy life is moderation. Moderation in all things. So, yeah, mm-hmm. you don't sleep too much. You're not awake too long. You don't eat too much. You don't eat too little. You really keep that pendulum right smack dab in the center, trying to stay in that place of balance and harmony. And that way, nothing gets too high and nothing gets too low, but moderation. So, yeah, that's a really good point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where the self-discipline comes in, because you have to begin to lessen your reactions, even the good ones, to the wonderful things, to lessen it a little bit so the pendulum doesn't swing that high on the other side.
Exactly.
And when you begin to lessen your reactions, you can bring it down to that still point where you're centered and nothing gets to you.
Absolutely.
Of course, affirmations are wonderful for keeping in mind what you want to experience in your life, but you do have to exercise the self-discipline.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Well, thank you so much, Caroline.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Have a great
day. Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye. So my question before Caroline called in was, what is holding you back? And honestly, ask yourself that. Why am I not living the life that I want? You heard, you know, that you have to keep things balanced. And we're going to really talk further into that in episodes coming up about what moderation is and all of those things. But so holding you back, think about that for a moment. People who never achieve success do so because they fall in love with their excuses. My husband's always using that one. He says, no excuses, no excuses. And so that's the thing. It's so easy to find ourselves in that place of wanting to say, well, it's not working out because it's your choice. So it isn't the actual truth about yourself and your abilities that hurts you. It is the things you consider to be true but have no basis in truth that hold you back. So stop telling lies about yourself. The truth is you're divine. The truth is you're perfect. The truth is that you can do anything that you choose to do when you stop making excuses. So we naturally fall in love with our reasons for not moving ahead. Even if someone challenges those reasons or tells us that we have the capacity to accomplish so much more, we often argue with that person, just like that conversation my husband was having with that person who said, no, the reason why things aren't going my way, well, it's because of some outside entity, some outside influence. No, it's because of what you're creating internally. Remember that old saying, as above, so below. As within, so without. So everything that is being created on the outside is starting on the inside. We attempt to prove ourselves and others that our limitations are real. And the less justification these ideals or beliefs have, the more adamant we become in attempting to prove them to others. Why do we waste our time, first of all, even caring what people think about us, but secondly, putting our efforts in proving that I am a failure? Does that really make sense? And so stop and think about that for a moment. Is that the behavior that you're having? Are you really starting to think that way? And so let me ask you, what in your thinking has brought about the present trend? Think about that for a moment. What in your thinking can be changed to bring about a positive new trend, a new way of thinking? What at this time needs to be eliminated from my life, and what needs to be added to it? It may be a person, it may be a place, it may be a job. So the next one is, what in my life no longer serves me as it once did? Now think about these really and truly, and you might even want to write them down and go back to them later. What in my life, and I'm going to read them again because it's so important that you get these. The fifth one is, what is might? What is in my inner God self trying to tell me about making a positive new change in my life? So what is God trying to tell you? Okay, so number one again is, what in my thinking has brought about the present trend? So what has brought me to the point? What is causing me to be here at this time? What in my thinking can be changed to bring about a positive new trend? That's number two. Number three, what at this time needs to be eliminated from my life? And what needs to be added to it? It may be a new residence. It may be a new diet. It may be just using different words. Who knows? And then what in my life is no longer serving me? And I would add, what in my life is no longer serving my best and highest good? A job, a relationship, a lifestyle. And what is God really trying to tell me? So you find moments of joy wherever they are. That's another good lesson to learn. So before, I was giving you some questions to really start to ask yourself, what's causing you to be in this place? What's causing you to think that way? What needs to be changed? What needs to be released? What is God trying to tell you? So those are some questions that you want to begin to ask yourself to really be able to move out of that space of being negative, of not living the life that you want. So the state of becoming is really important. The clearer you are about your ideal result or future vision, the easier it is for you to alter your actions and behaviors. So understand that. You have to begin to visualize what you're wanting to experience. And so the clearer that you can have that vision of yourself, and this is you, so you are co-creator. You can create whatever that experience looks like to you. You determine it. And the sooner you can begin to believe that, the sooner you can then begin to create the life that you're wanting. So the man who thinks he can, think about that. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you would like to win but think you can't, it's almost a sense that you won't. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or the fastest man, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. And so I'm asking you, it really is about changing the way you're looking at things, the way you're perceiving things to be. So how do we then think like a winner? Right? It's the first step to living like a winner, I would say. You will become that which you think about most of the time. So stop going the negative route and become the architect of your personal, your personality and your character. Your goal, your desire is to be successful, happy, then start to think that way. A prosperous person is a person who believes they can be prosperous. A person who has abundance is a person who believes that abundance is theirs. And you know what? Let's look at that for a moment, because people always think, well, abundance to me means $1 million, and that's the level. There is nothing less than that. And the reality of it is, abundance is in so many forms. If I have lots of flowers to go outside in the backyard and enjoy their beauty, that's living in abundance of beauty. There's abundance of love, abundance of all just amazing things. And even when it comes to prosperity, everyone has their different levels and stages of. And so to one, you know, a 1,000 square foot home might be abundance to them, where to another, that home has to be 6,000 square feet. And so you can't compare and you can't judge. What brings you happiness is your right, and enjoy it, and don't compare it to the next, because that's where we really start to lose ourselves. We start to compare what we have with Jones's next door, and it just simply doesn't matter. So you really have to really start to look at that. continue to work on yourself and your thinking until you reach the point where you absolutely, positively believe yourself capable of winning in anything that you sincerely want to accomplish. And I use that word sincerely because guess what? We're talking about our subconscious here. And the way the subconscious works is whatever the dominant thought is or the dominant belief is what you're going to obtain. So think about it. If I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to test your theory and I want to manifest $100,000. Well, okay. So we keep saying that and we affirm that and we visualize that. But if my subconscious does not believe it and my subconscious can grasp $50,000, then guess what? What's going to win out? What my subconscious is seeded into believing. And so it really is going deeper into the cause of these things to really reprogram yourself then to be comfortable with, and that your subconscious will now say, wow, I am deserving of $100,000 and more. As a matter of fact, the sky is the limit. I'm not setting any limitations on my potential because I know that I am worthy of anything that I can imagine. And so that's where you have to really, truly begin to move your thoughts and your words and your energy and your vibration daily. Think like a winner, and then you'll begin to create like a winner. People succeed not because they have remarkable characteristics or qualities. The most successful people are quite ordinary, and they're just like you and me, really. Most of us start off poor and confused, but life created you, and life can create for you the winning ideas or creative ideas that dwell in the abundance of your higher mind. And so it's time that you start to tap into that God part of yourself that wants the absolute best, that God of love and light that we spoke about earlier. That part of you, that God part of you, is just waiting for you to say, you know what, I am ready, I am deserving, show me how. And all sorts of wonderful ideas will start to come to you, and you're like, well, where did that come from? The God's part of you. And then these ideas start to manifest themselves, and they start to unroll before your eyes, and you're like, wow, look at this. And I have so many friends right now who are seeing that. They're really witnessing how their lives are changing and how things are flowing to them, because life really is supposed to flow. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and in glory. And so it is. And so really start to think about that. Throughout every moment of every day, be alert to the new creative ideas that are surfacing to your conscious level of your mind. All it takes is just one creative idea to make you a winner. It could be something as simple as, oh, goodness, you know, there's so many amazing ideas out there. And one can just pop into your head and run with it. Remember the guy who created those awful teeth, and they were just absolutely crazy looking. He sold millions and millions and millions of those. Billy Bob teeth is what I'm hearing in my head. Billy Bob. And so, I mean, really, what a silly idea, but it was novel and he sold millions. And so don't ever think an idea not worthy, because if God puts it in you, it's worthy. The true turning point comes when we begin to believe that we have within us that divine spark that can lead us onward and upward to accomplish anything that we really want in life. So there are a couple of words that I've been saying. You have to believe, right? You have to absolutely be sincere in what that is. And it has to be, well, I would start off saying within reason, because your subconscious, the core belief, has to be a match to it. So those are things that you really want to start thinking of. So become the person who thinks I can. And when you reach the point where you feel unshakable confidence in yourself and your abilities, nothing will be able to stop you. And wow, what an amazing feeling that is when you're invincible. But invincible in a good way. It's not to take yourself with ego. We're not talking about ego personality. We're talking about letting the light of God shine through. And there's a big difference in that, because the success that comes from that God spark shining through, there is no ego. There's just absolute gratitude that thank you, Father, Mother, God, thank you, Creator, thank you, Great Spirit, for this abundant blessing that you have given me. Because when you line up to your God self and those ideas flow, It's you co-creating with that source. Now, think about this for a minute. An optimist sees a setback as temporary, while the pessimist sees it as permanent. Which one are you? Let's really evaluate and really accept responsibility for where we are right now, because where we are right now doesn't mean we're going to be there tomorrow. The optimist sees an unfortunate event, sometimes limited in time, and that has no real impact on the future, whereas the pessimist sees a negative event as permanent, as a part of life, as destiny, as an indication of more to come. Don't let your mind dwell on failure or frustrations. Spend your precious thought time tuning into your higher mind for direction as to what to do to cause improvement in your life. So when something negative happens, understand that it is just temporary. And if you're really starting to build your foundation on that negativity, then you really have to evaluate yourself. An optimist sees difficulties as specific, while the pessimist sees them as pervasive. When things go wrong for the optimist, he or she looks at the event as an isolated incident, largely disconnected from other things that are going on in his or her life. Unfortunately, the optimist perceives as unfortunate business incident as just that, a business incident. The pessimist would question the vitality of the entire business or business direction. And so you don't question the whole business just because one aspect of it didn't go well. And so you really have to, again, look at how you're believing things. Believe that the God power of your mind is greater than any obstacle before you, and that obstacles have only a single temporary power over you. And while the God power is a permanent reality that can and will remove any of that doubt. So those are things just to really look about. Begin to write down your goals daily. Because if you can really, like I said earlier, visualize things, so we want to use all of our senses to do that. So if you want to write down your goals, magic will begin to happen when you put your goals down on paper. Your subconscious mind starts trying to figure out ways to make your goals become a reality. In fact, that's how your subconscious mind works. You have to give it a task. You have to give it a job to do, and then it goes to work for you. And so if you daily start that journal, or just on a loose piece of paper, it doesn't matter if it's organized. Again, there's no right way, there's no wrong way, just do it. So sit down on a piece of paper and scratch out what you want, what your life looks like. Write down your goals. Maybe every 90 days you write down a few goals and you see how your subconscious will bend, fold, and mold the universe to bring those things to you. And it's a game, because understanding that this is all an illusion, you understand that it's a game and that you can win at this game of life. So visualize the desired outcome. So now we've written down what it is that we desire, right? But now we have to really, several times a day, close your eyes and for a couple of minutes vividly imagine what is going to feel like when you achieve your goal. Really, really see yourself getting it. Feel it as if it were there and happening, because it is. Get excited about it. That's using another sense. Your subconscious doesn't know the difference between imagining it and it really happening. So as you sit there, right, you've written out some desire that you have, and then now you start to paint that picture, and paint that picture clearly, all the details. What color is it? What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? Wow, how does it feel getting this new job or whatever it is, buying that car? Feel it, sense it, smell it, taste it. Use all of your senses, vibrate to it, feel and be a match to the vibration and the energy of it. And by doing this, you become passionate about your desire, and your belief then becomes unshakable and you become unstoppable. So that's the key, right? And use affirmations. I don't know if you've been to my website yet, affirmationsforliving.net. Affirmations are powerful tools because those are positive words to move us in the right direction. They reinforce our beliefs. And so when I said earlier, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and in glory, that's an affirmation that I use daily. In fact, I say that affirmation as I'm waking up in the morning about 10 times. And then I say it again about 10 times before I go to sleep, so that it's seated in my subconscious. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and in glory. And so, yes, use your daily affirmations. Here's another wonderful one. The God power within me is greater than any obstacle before me. And so sometimes we need those extra little words to know God is working for me. God is on my side. And so that God power within me is greater than any obstacle that appears before me. And I know that that obstacle is temporary. I know that it is just an illusion. It is not the truth about me, for I am a divine being. Failure is a thing of my past, while winning is the reality of the present and the future, and by God's presence in my mind, so it is. I think only positive thoughts, and I am one with the absolute positive thinking mind of God within me. And here's another one. The winning purpose of my soul vibrates through my thoughts each and every day. The winning purpose, and that's to live a purposeful life indeed. A couple of final thoughts before I close out today. A winner never quits. It doesn't even matter how difficult some obstacle might be, and we know that it's temporary. We know that God is working in it, and so a winner never quits because a winner draws strength from the God part that's within. Right? If one thing does not work out, the mental forces of the mind are regrouped and a new approach is tried. The only real failure in life is quitting or never having tried. And so it's best to try a million times because you're learning from it, you're moving through it, you're expanding, you're experiencing, and never, ever quit. Christ said it in this way, he who hath set his hand to the plow, let him not look back. Having decided to be a winner, don't dwell on past failures. Always look ahead in your mind and be victorious. And so, again, if you haven't been to my site, it's affirmationsforliving.net. You're going to see on there all sorts of interesting things. You can connect with me. I do spiritual life coaching. So if you like what you've heard here, you can connect with me. You're going to see my email and telephone number and all sorts of things on the site that you can connect with me. And we can continue the conversation, or we can actually give you some different modalities to use that are spiritually based. Basically, I'm a coach. But I use spiritual techniques, teaching you how to meditate, how to use visualization, how to affirm, how to really take your life and put it into perspective and set those goals, those 90-day goals that you might have for yourself. So all of those things, you can connect with me and we can help you down your spiritual path to get you on that path of light. Also, you're going to see that I have a monthly newsletter. So if you sign up for it, you're going to get that newsletter within the first week of the month. So go ahead and sign up and then just expect that to come out to you within that time frame. Of course, you can always follow me on Facebook and Twitter, which is really wonderful. And I do events here in the Las Vegas area. The next one I have coming up is on the 26th of July, which is next Thursday, actually in the evening after the live show here. And it's a workshop on the Merkaba. So if you're going to be in town, you definitely want to join us for that. It's the Merkaba activation. If you are into metaphysical, if you're into your really opening yourself up and allowing the God mind within you to be open and aware. And it is an amazing activation that takes place, and all sorts of things just start to happen. And so that workshop is taking place next week on the 26th from 6 to 9 if you happen to be in town. Again, you can connect with me to get information on that. And as always, you know, it's a show, and I am always looking for sponsors. If you like what you hear and you want to be a part of it, you can connect with me through my website, through the newsletter, and come on board as a sponsor, because that's always fun, and we like the support. I want to thank you. Until next week, be blessed. Stay in your heart and know that you are a winner. Take care.